Jerry Bader Show 947. The president basically recently said smoking marijuana is no big deal. It's no worse than alcohol. And I understand that in some countries where it was decriminalized, you actually saw use go down. I recognize that. I can't explain that in those countries, and I'm not going to just dismiss it out of hand. Portugal's the big one that everyone points to. Okay. I don't know the demographic makeup of Portugal. I don't know why it shook out that way. Here's why I still think, although the libertarian streak in me makes it close, here's why I still think decriminalizing or legalizing marijuana is a bad idea. The Wall Street Journal struck on it. Most adults drink responsibly. As one who used marijuana as a young man, I would argue there is no responsible way to use pot. You can have a glass of wine. You can have two glasses of wine. You can have two beers. You can have an idea of your level of impairment. You get high, you get high. You don't smoke a marijuana cigarette for the flavor. You don't take a hit off a bong because of a certain enjoyment that you get from ingesting that into your lungs, other than it creates a high. Trust me, this is personal experience talking. Well, Jason says they do flavor weed now, so that isn't totally true. Probably to make it less harsh, I'm guessing. But the goal is still the same. How would you know that, by the way? Anyway. He's just sitting over there. I don't think there's a responsible way to get high. There just isn't. As such, I think decriminalizing this is a bad idea. We'll see what... Now, we have a couple of petri dishes in Colorado and Washington. We'll see what happens. But the Wall Street Journal is right. He should either legislatively try to change the federal Schedule I substance law or enforce it, but not just turn the other way. There are really two issues here. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Dave in Pittsville. Dave, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Hi, Jerry. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. One of the reasons why I would be against legalization of marijuana is that there's a really savage criminal element that is in charge now of most of the marijuana distribution. And if we legalize it, that would give the ability of that criminal organization to wheedle their way into becoming a legitimate source of marijuana, and they would bring their criminal element into the distribution system. And I think that would be just a terrible idea.
The counter argument to that is that, in fact, legalization would eradicate that criminal element because you legitimize the business and, you get rid of the black market and you get rid of the criminal element. That's the argument.
I don't think that's a valid argument because we see the same thing happen with the repeal of the prohibition back in the 1930s under Roosevelt. And it didn't eliminate any kind of criminal organization, and the criminal organization did use the legal means of distributing alcohol to be a front for their criminal activities. I don't think that's a legitimate argument.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, how much bootlegging goes on today?
Yeah, but the other things that they were involved in gave them kind of like a storefront.
Yeah, I'm struggling with this. I disagree with him. I think that's one of the I think Dave's got it backwards. I think that's one of the few valid arguments for decriminalization. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Debbie in Appleton. Debbie, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Good morning, Jerry. I actually have two points on this. My first is something we're already seeing in the California, I believe it is, being proposed. That is, if we legalize it, especially as they're doing it for the medical use, suddenly they want to start taxing it, and then that opens up taxing all sorts of medication. And that's a door I don't want to open. My second point on this is I definitely don't want to do this because now we're getting really close to the very first episode of Star Trek Next Generation and Farpoint, where they all had little drug things on their chest. And one of the classics was the guy was about to be executed and he took a sniff so he felt good before they killed him. Well, then you put Obama with his throw a pill at him and then run around smoking your marijuana and we're right there.
Hmm. Okay, let's go back to your first point because I got a little lost. What's your problem with the tax? Restate your first point again.
Okay, my first point was they're looking at the medical marijuana, and now there's rumblings on California, I believe it's in California, not the Colorado one, where they want to start taxing it. Well, if they decide they can tax a medicine like that, they're going to start taxing the heart pills and everything else.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I got you. Blurring the line. All right, that actually, you lost me a little bit on that second point. But the first point, that's very, that I get. Alan DePeer. Al, go ahead.
Jerry, how you been? See, there's two conflicting points I have on marijuana. And I still kind of, I'm 55 and I still kind of use it every once in a while. Just, you know, like a one hitter before I go to workout. But it still has that same effect as it did when you were younger and why you quit. It makes you a little paranoid that people are looking at you and stuff like that. So I can see both sides of it. I like having a little buzz on before I go to work out, but it still has that same effect.
Okay, so you're 55 years old,
yep.
and you still smoke a joint. How often before you leave the house?
Oh, I don't smoke a whole joint, just one hitter.
Okay, all right. I know what a one-hitter is. Okay, so you pack the one-hitter. So you're slightly buzzed.
Very slightly, yeah.
Okay, so do you think then, my argument is you cannot use marijuana responsibly the way you can use alcohol.
But I think I am using it responsibly.
You think so. You're impaired, though, aren't you?
No.
Well, Al, then what's the purpose of taking that hit?
Just kind of get you in your own zone, throw your headbuds on and go to work out and not pay attention to anybody else.
Okay, you're mildly buzzed, right?
Mildly.
You're impaired. That's buzzed equals impaired. You can argue about the level of it, but that's the reality. And that's exactly the kind of guy I'm talking about that thinks that you can take a hit or two off a one hitter. What percent of the audience do you think knows what a one hitter is? I bet probably because people have been smoking pot for a long time now. There are people that probably listen that haven't smoked it in a long time. It's just a small, it kind of looks like a metallic cigarette almost, not really a pipe. It's a straight pipe. And it usually comes in a little wooden case where you can hold a small amount of marijuana. I read this in a magazine once. And there's a little dugout for where the pipe goes, and you can carry it very conveniently. I had one. I've never denied this. That's why I'm not uncomfortable talking about it. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Doug in Green Bay. Doug, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Good morning, Jerry. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good, good. Say, think about this. If the government decriminalized medical marijuana and then attached it to the Obamacare bill and, say, a quarter ounce with a $5 copay, they wouldn't have any problem at all getting all these young people to sign up for Obamacare.
Well, yeah, I had not. Okay, that's a
creative
fresh
thinking.
There you go. A fresh perspective. Thanks a lot for the call to Bonnie in Green Bay. Bonnie, go ahead.
Good morning. What concerns me about this legalization of the marijuana is how do you, you're going to have a driving problem. Look at the drunken driving problem that we have. And now you're going to, it really bothers me because as somebody who has smoked marijuana in the 60s, have you driven a vehicle when you're stoned?
I'm, okay.
It's hard.
And okay, but you know what I think is the hardest part of it? You don't recognize your impairment the way you do with alcohol. It's different. I rear-ended a woman in Oshkosh in 1980, God knows what. In a 72 Ford Galaxy, I was really stoned. And I admit these things. Why would I lie about these things? By the way, there's all sorts of people that went to college with me that if I did try to lie about it, they'd be to the media in a minute. And she was a wonderful woman because she knew something. She knew that I was impaired, and it was just a bumper kiss. You know, there was no damage. But that was one of the things that opened my eyes, Bonnie, that where, geez, you know, I'm impaired. And there's an interesting email about this that I do want to get to after the news. But first, to Tina in Green Bay. Tina, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. I'm calling about the marijuana debate. I think the biggest thing that I have a problem with is if Obama is okay with the whole marijuana thing, he's not focusing on the health and the health of our future children. And I think mentally and physically, marijuana is bad for people.
Well, okay, Tina, great point. How come we're not worried about secondhand marijuana smoke? I mean, that's where you're going, right?
I'm saying the health of the person who's smoking. I know a lot of people that smoke pot, and most of those people are either not motivated or they're not healthy, and in general.
I totally agree with that. All right, yeah, Vicky and Shauna will hold. That's great, because I don't want to give her just 20 seconds to speak her mind. That wouldn't be fair. So we'll do that after the news. We could take a few more calls on this. We got an email, though, that says pot is not as dangerous as alcohol. I'm willing to, if you're willing to come on the air, and a few people have already admitted that you've gotten high in your life, if you've been both drunk and high, but not at the same time, do you really think that being high is not as dangerous as being drunk? 406-1360, 888-455-1360 is 958.
'Cause I know that time has numbered my days, and I'll go along with everything you say. But I ride home laughing, look at me now, that the walls of my town, they come crumbling.
The Jerry Bader Show.